Bjork. I mean, what more do you say? Army of Me. I love the title of that song because she really is an army of one. I mean, it's some pretty complex, extraordinary music, of course, and I know there's more than one person involved in that, but like, what a fierce, fierce artist. I saw this wonderful clip here recently of her talking with Lady Gaga, and it was like, the way they were talking about being artists and getting overwhelmed by people and the pressure of it and all this. And it was so funny. Like, there was just such a sweet, soft presence between the two of them. Like they were like kind of checking each other out, like almost like a couple of like, you know, extraordinary little birds or something. I don't know, but it was really endearing. I don't always love what the algorithms and social media throw my way, but I really liked that one. So thank you, algorithmic gods. I don't know. You're listening to Hag Ride Happy Hour at Radio Valencia, and the sun is setting, and I'm listening to a little bit of traffic out there, but the neighborhood is lovely, and I'm really feeling quite thankful to be in the city of San Francisco these days. You know, I was actually thinking about it earlier today because, I mean, it is a thing. And there's no way around it. I hear myself have this conversation, but we hear the talk of the cost of living and everything going up and rent and whatnot. And you're not here to listen to me talk about that. But something I was thinking about is just, you know, having, I've lived in different cities, different places, you know, in the desert in Arizona for a long time, and as well. And one of the things I just love about San Francisco and is a core reason that me and my posse packed up and moved here on short notice is that it's a place where it is like just a given that you should get to be who you are, and that is just, there's not really a discussion about it in a way that I've not really experienced in other places as much. Been in LA, Minneapolis, and these are great places. San Francisco is special, and we're in a time of change, and I think it's, yeah, for me, I'm grateful for that. I don't know how you put a number on that, and it is something worth fighting for and trying to hang on to. The cultural production and the ability to share and produce culture here right now, and just really be thankful for things that should be a given everywhere, but they just aren't, right? That said, I'm going to plug a couple things, not because anybody is paying me or trying to make me, but because I want to.
is that yours?
No.
That's not yours? Okay. Oh, I didn't want to take my guest's drink, but I also don't want you to have to listen to my parched mouth. Excuse me. Oh, that's so much better. Here, let's chat with my pal Yarden over here too. A monologue isn't for me. Maybe isn't what you're tuning in for. a dialogue is good. Here, let me share the love. These are some good headphones.
So you can hear yourself talk.
Yes. I know. Isn't that beautiful quality of sound?
Yeah.
They're really good headphones. Whichever one of our friends at the station brought those in, thank you. Quite nice. And so we were just listening to Army of Me here, Bjork. And, oh, quickly, just the thing I wanted to plug. Yarden, have you ever been to Gray Area?
What's that?
Oh, well, funny you should ask. It's right around the corner. It's over on 22nd Street here. I'm sorry, over on Mission here. So right around the corner, halfway in between 22nd and 23rd, in the old Grand Theater. And it is full of the most wonderful, wild, magical programming. Just wild, incredible stuff. And tonight... is a rad event. DJ Mixmaster Mike, you know, who you probably recognize from the Beastie Boys, is going to be playing and performing with Eviction, which is Victoria Shen's artist moniker. And it's going to be a crazy, wild, experimental mashup of turntablism and kind of deconstructed art. She makes like, she's a wild, incredible performer. I really appreciate her. She like created, I think she was the first creator of making nail, like acrylic nails that have a record stylus needle at the end. So she'll like, she makes these custom cast like records, like vinyl, and she will with like pieces of things in them, and she'll play them with these needle nails, and it's fucking crazy. And so she's collaborating with DJ Mixmaster Mike at Recombinant Festival tonight at Gray Area. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah. Wow. yeah, I was gonna say, so you're like into the local music scene? Are there like venues that you like that you feel like they always put on like really good shows? Like I love small kind of...
Yeah, yeah. No, this is a very good question. I really like Bottom of the Hill.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one. People that do sound are fantastic. Yeah, I'll see Harmar Superstar there on Sunday. The Mabway Gardens just reopened.
Oh my gosh, I just went there.
Yeah.
So fun.
What'd you think?
Just awesome. I feel like I'm not sure if I had like the full experience because I think I went downstairs and I think there's also like the upstairs or whatever.
Oh yeah, I don't know. I didn't go upstairs. Yeah, but it's a wonderful place. Iconic,
I love the
right?
Vibes. Yes, I love the story behind it. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, there's a lot of enthusiasm with that with that just being back and kicking. And I know some of the bands that are playing there have grown up here for a long time, like been around here for a long time, and it's been closed. It's pretty exciting for them to jump back in on that. I think we need those things, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, Neck of the Woods is cool.
Ooh.
Well, the Makeout Room right next door to us. Yeah. Do you ever pop over there? It's so good.
I have. I feel like it's, yeah, they totally have like a variety of like everything.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's folk, sometimes it's experimental, and mm-hmm. I definitely need to like branch out more and go to more shows outside my comfort zone, as I was kind of saying before.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm dying to go to Bottom of the Hill.
Bottom of the Hill is so good. And yeah, Bottom of the Hill is a good time. The Knockout, the Kilowatt. Bottom of the Hill, so that's a good one. Harmar Superstar, gonna be kind of crazy. I was going to say a thing I wanted to plug. I think this is important in terms of like just getting back to you know, being in San Francisco and people getting to be who they are and just that freedom and that safety in our community. There's an event at Gray Area that is for Mission Local. So they're just hosting it like in alliance with them. But Mission Local is like a local news thing, you know, that keeps us abreast of what's going on in the community, and it's community led and news. And I think, I don't know if it's nonprofit or community funded at any rate, but you can make donations to keep Mission Local going, which is important because they are making sure that folks in the area who've been here for a long time and who have a right to be here can be safe and do their thing and have their needs met, and that we are, and you know, folks have their agency and are informed. And so from that, Mission Local is going to be doing a like a community kind of it's like a community round table, I guess, or panel talking about the state of where things are at with some efforts on with protecting immigrants' rights and things that they're like that they're different resources, things that they're doing, and to connect people for if you want to volunteer to help out and just, you know, things like that with neighborhood safety and making sure that folks in our community can continue to do what they should be able to do on any given day and not have to be frightened or feel threatened, right? So I feel strongly about that. And so it's an event on the 16th, and I'm going to go, and but it'll just be for getting info. That's enough of my plugs. Yeah. Now I've filled up your calendar. No, just kidding. So, yeah, Gray Area is a rad one to check out. Very boundary, like pushing the boundaries and stuff. So have you ever listened to the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs?
Yes. Finally.
Yeah. Yes. I love it. I'm all, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're all, yeah. Well, let's roll some Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. We had Patti Smith earlier singing about free money. I got to see her at the Masonic a couple weeks ago, and it rocked my world. So we are going to play Rich. This is an older one from the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs. So good. And so let's get a little Karen O. Karen O on the decks. Oops. Wrong button. I assure you. Karen O. Oh, Shonen Knife. So good. Did you hear that? Oh, we got an echo chamber. Oh, dear God. That's, no, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. But I do want you to know that the reason you heard that is because I am doing sound checks. I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's at Hagrid Happy Hour. I want to make sure we're coming through loud and clear, crisp and nice. And let's see. So that was Shonen Knife, Peppermint Attack. So good. So just charming, disarming, such wonderful, spirited, like sweet, candy, edgy, driving punk, poppy awesomeness. I saw a Shonen Knife play in this little dive bar called the Yucca Tap Room. It's kind of iconic, like out in the desert, near where I used to live. And the there was a little space connected to it where a friend of mine took over. It was just some vacant old little space, and she started turning it into a tiki bar that had refurbished pinball machines that she and her partner would restore. And it was fucking awesome. It was like this bat cave theme, so it was like bat, it was like the bat pinball something or other, I don't know. Yarden, I got you keyed up. Test, you hear yourself?
Yes.
There she is. Okay. Yarden and I were just talking about music that we both dig. She's discovering some stuff that I like. And you were saying you like the Pixies.
Yeah. I mean, that one song, Where's My Mind, from that movie. It's so good.
It's so good. It's right. Such a good one. I know. Where is that movie? Where is it? No, I'm kidding. But Ching. Yeah. That is a classic. That is a classic. It's so good. It's so good. And you probably haven't heard this one. Maybe No Matter Day. Have you?
I'm not sure that I have. I know, like, Siskiyou and the Banshees, they're kind of similar, but...
Yeah, well, here, so let's resolve that. You're going to hear No Matter Day. I feel like this one was from, was it an EP or something? I could be wrong on that. Anyways, let's roll it. Let's roll it here, and actually, one second. Let me see if I can get this. Can you hear me okay this way?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. We're gonna try something here. We're gonna see what happens. I'm exploring the console. We are exploring the terrain here, forgive me, whoever is still out there listening, I'm kind of cracking up right now, but I think, oh my God, no, all right, that's enough. You probably have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, and well, that makes three of us. So let's just roll to, yeah, Where Is My Mind? I don't know. $1 million question. Where's the president's mind? I don't know. Oh, dear God, help us. Okay. No Matter Day, Pixies. Let's go.
Yeah. органы в рясах и органы в погонах. Органы, 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 органы. Органы, органы, органы в погонах. Женский оргазм встречает препоны. Погонами, иконами нам замещают стропоны. Мизулина упорно запрещает гондоны. Агония, спазм, стук падающей короны. У страны похлеще, чем Анна о неврозы. Дума бездумна, бездарны законы. Нет экономики или обороны. А есть Лубянка, лагерь, наручники, заборы. Бастрыкин, Сечин, жулики, воры. Железные занавесы, кормушки, щеколды. СИЗО, коридоры, решек, аккорды. В стране авангарда унылые морды, уроды. В Мордовию оттачиваю гонор. Сухбич пакет в Столыпинском вагоне. Надзирателей морды. Органы, 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 органы. Органы в рясах и органы в погонах. Органы, 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 органы. Погоны в головах и погоны на зонах. Тополь М президенту замещает орган. Свобода больше не более, лучше не свобода. И когда вместо хуев вводят танки в город, я отказываюсь быть протоном. Театр закончился, начались войны. Я бабушка, которой пришили органы. Впрочем, в пизду, господа из органов. Отрицаю вас, ваши путинские жаргоны. Никогда не знаешь, какой твой прогон станет последним стоном. Органы, 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 органы. Органы в рясах и органы в погонах. Органы, 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 органы. Органы, зажигая бигфордов.
That is none other than Pussy Riot. Wrapping it up. Pussy Riot, Nadia, is it Zarakovka? Zarakovka? Is that? She has been stateside for some time. I got to catch her doing her music over at Form Festival. Less than a year before the pandemic or something, out at Arco Santi, Paolo Soleri Futuristic Compound. I was doing a performance as well, but not on the stage, but I had this like structure, this maypole that I built, and I had this red dress on, and anyways, and there's all kinds of things going on that you would think would go on at a place like that, and it was awesome and magical and chaotic, and anyways, I'd do it again in a heartbeat, but that was the first time I got to see them perform, and it was, I had definitely had, had like some vibes of Diane Ward a bit. But then like some stuff with styling that was like edging into Slipknot space, which like just is not my landscape, man. It's just not. I mean, I don't know, but I really, yeah. Pussy Riot has been speaking up and sticking it to the man and being incredibly, incredibly bold and courageous and embodying punk and like at the next level, for young women in a way that is admirable. And not everybody's way of doing, but thank God some people can, will, or want to, feel compelled to. At any rate, so that was Organs by Pussy Riot. And the next one is Priests, not actual Priests, but it is another Riot Girl kind of band. And Breeding is the song. Going to kick into that. And yeah. Kick your feet up, or kick your legs out, or I don't know, kick out the jams, motherfuckers. So let's go with the Priests, not the actual ones, here at Hag Right Happy Hour on Radio Valencia, and Breeding.
Yeah.
hello, hello, hello. You guys are probably wondering what the hell that is all about. Hello to you. Actually, I am, the theme of today is test, test, 1, 2, 3, because, you know, knowledge is power, and I, wait, I think, do we have a ringing somewhere?
No, it sounds like ringing.
Doesn't it? Okay, what? Where is it? Oh my God. Let's see. Hello? No? You guys, it takes a village and a phone, I think. Anyways, okay, well, we're going to leave that one for next time. Oh my God, now it's going to drive me crazy. Have you ever not been able to find your phone and you're looking everywhere and you can hear it vibrating? Because I have a caller calling in. And I am not trying to ghost. I'm not a ghost. I don't believe in ghosting. I'm on the cusp as a Gen Xer. And you know, it's just not my style. It's just not my style. Anyways, we're going to find out later what makes that tick. What makes that tick? But today, I'm sorry. It is not in the cards. It's not in the cards. But that was a really effing great track from Priests. We did a little doubleheader there. Oh my God, it's gonna drive me nuts. We're getting the headphones back on, guys. Oh God, take a sip. Kick your feet up, put a good song on. I'll put a good song on. How's that? And bring us on through the next 15 minutes, because in about 15 we've got all heck's broken loose rolling up in here. We're gonna work some witchcraft on the tables, etc., etc. But that was Priests, Right Wing. Loved it, so good. And following their track and Breeding, also incredible. That whole record is amazing. I want to tell you Bodies and Control and Money and Power is the name of the record. So I mean, just really kind of bullet points of what to expect in the songs in there. I dig it. All right, next one up. This is from 23 years ago. My God, how was this 23 years ago? The Polyphonic Spree, an enthusiastic frenzy of musical spirit of madness on a stage. If I'm remembering correctly, that's where we got Florence the Machine. That was like what first got her on stage and into the musical industry. And she has a new record out. God damn it, I dig her. If you haven't seen her perform, it is like Joan of Arc, man. Like what my sweetheart said, I would follow her into battle anywhere. I mean, she really. Oh, and she was performing at that thing at Form, the Arco Santi that Pussy Riot was in. I did that Maypole at 5 years ago or whatever. So all the powerful, angry witches were frolicking in the desert, making all kinds of racket. And here we go, Soldier Girl, the Polyphonic Spree. From 2002, and this is the album version, not the radio version, and yeah, I love it. Spirited, really good shit. And Hag Riot Happy Hour, testing, 1, 2, 3. We have been testing, 1, 2, 3. And thanks for being along on the ride. I mean, just like throwing spaghetti at the wall. Everybody's got to do their best, and we figure it out. Yeah. So, all right. And with further ado, we're going to roll on through the last several minutes of our programming at Radio Valencia's Hag Riot Happy Hour today. Here, Soldier Girl. With Polyphonic Spree.
too now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I love at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know.
He's not looking for another girl. Or he is just looking for another girl, not in New England. But ladies, I mean, that song is a while ago, but maybe he still is. I don't know. I freaking love me some. I love Billy Bragg. I also really, really love Treasure Mammal. Of course, I'm biased. The main artist of Treasure Mammal is a longtime good friend of mine. Long time. We were in photography class working in the dark room together when 9/11 happened. I mean, my God, that was a long time ago. And anyways, we have rad kids that make music and they're friends. So life is weird, huh? But Treasure Mammal is not about my personal history. So that was really, I really dominated that, and the world doesn't need that right now. But here is for you guys, 1 minute of frenzied enthusiasm as a bit of a bridge before our next show gets rolling here soon. All Hex Broken Loose follows Hag Riot Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. So we're gonna roll hot and ready with a little that has a little nod to the Little Caesars. And so good. Treasure Mammal, they've collaborated with Flaming Lips and Miley Cyrus, actually. Even I did was it Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Is that what they did on a record with her? Oh, I don't know. Anyways, here we go. Here's a little screaming. It's not to check your pulse and see if you're still breathing. You will know after Hot and Ready. Here we go. Hey! Are you awake? Are you awake now? You awake yet? Oh, God. Hot and ready. Get ready. Hagriot's ready. All heck's broken loose. I think it's starting soon. Traffic's a little nuts out there, so I don't know. Maybe we'll roll a little longer. Lucky you. And also, gives me an opportunity to kick in a track that I just love so much. I love these artists. From Belfast, Northern Ireland. I spent some time in Ireland last year, and my God, like, the rebel music scene there is fired up and fantastic, and I'll carry on about that another time. You don't need it. But we're going to crack into Kneecap. A Kneecap track. Kneecap track, better.